H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lierley in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Angela Stroud was declared the winner of the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 73rd Assembly District on Tuesday. Stroud ran in a newly drawn Assembly District, which saw incumbent Republican Angie Sapik choose not to run for re-election because of the redistricting. Stroud defeated John Adams in the primary and will now face off in the general election against Republican Frank Koska, who ran unopposed on Tuesday. The 73rd Assembly District now covers parts of Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland counties. The demolition of the former St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth has officially begun. According to a Fox 21 report, demolition crews arrived at the East 4th Street site on Monday to begin tearing down one of the campus skywalks connecting the medical center to the other health buildings in the area. City officials are reminding residents to avoid the area during the month of August as a number of roads will be closed for the demolition work. The closures will affect areas of East 4th Street, 5th Avenue East, and 4th Avenue East. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montaz on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on 4 carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually put yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, the fog was insane on my drive in this morning.
Man, you weren't alone. You know, it was really kind of unbelievable just how thick it was.
Yeah, it was near whiteout in some places.
Yeah, but it's burning off already, you can see. And so there's a positive aspect to it, Calvin. The fog is only there if it's warm enough, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's a positive or a negative.
Well, I mean, the warm weather is always a positive, but I got an awful lot to talk about this morning. Dr. Craig of Citizen Action won't be with us this morning, but you and I and Calvin will be able to hold down the fort without question. I'm really excited about a lot of the topics that we'll be talking about this morning. And before I go any further, I want to extend a heartfelt thanks to all of you who take the time out to listen to the show each morning. I know our audience is growing, and I'm really excited about that. You know, I select topics, you know, very carefully, and I really do attempt to bring information to the listening audience that they may not get from a perspective anywhere else. And so we're going to, you know, stick with that this morning, as I'm going to have some discussions about things that are going to anger some people. But I'm not a puppet. You know, I'm not controlled, and nobody gives me talking points. And I think that's part of what makes the show successful. Nobody tells me what I should be talking about. And I really would be honest with you. You know, at this stage in my life, if somebody wanted me to become a puppet and say, Earl, you know, you can stay on the radio if you, you know, talk about the things that we want you to talk about, I for sure wouldn't be here. You know, when you get to be a septuagenarian, you know, you kind of relish being free to speak your mind. You know, you may not be able to do that in your younger years, but clearly when you've reached a certain point in your life, your beliefs are what they are, and they've been predicated on your life experiences. And so to have other people control what comes out of your mouth is not something that I'm interested in. But let me begin by Calvin. The Wisconsin voters rejected the ballot questions that the Republicans placed on the ballot again in confusing language about whether or not the governor, you know, has the power to determine how, you know, dollars, federal dollars, are going to be spent, especially those that came through from COVID and other places. And they it was defeated soundly. Only the second time since 1990 that these referendums that Republicans stick on the ballots that nobody can understand other than, and always written in legalese to confuse voters who really want what's in the best interest of themselves, the citizens of the state. And because Republicans write this in a manner that it's not understandable, not legible to the average citizen, they've been able to get away with this. Well, this time around, hopefully it's a harbinger of things to come. It was soundly defeated. And maybe Republicans will think long and hard again about continuing to try to confuse and mislead the people of the state of Wisconsin. It was, again, the state legislature that decided to put this bill, I mean, this referendum, these referendums on the ballot. And really, it was not even close. So, you know, maybe this is the beginning. I think I know that after 15 years of having to deal with the Republican legislature and some of the outcomes of some of the elections, that the stranglehold that these conservatives and Republicans have had on the people of the state of Wisconsin are finally coming to an end. So I'm really, really, hopefully, excited about what this is going to mean in the long run. Our phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let me go here. And Calvin, Nikki Haley, of all people, Nikki Haley has said to Donald Trump to end his attacks on Kamala Harris and her race. And so Donald Trump continues to do what Donald Trump continues to do, ramping up his attacks. Because he really feels, and in some instances, these have been winning, you know, these have been winning ways for Donald Trump. He's got a segment of the population who believes in him, so he can say anything that certainly doesn't make any sense. And there are people who continue to support him. But Nikki Haley, of all people, who was considered to be a running mate for Donald Trump, had this to say on yesterday. An exasperated Nikki Haley. This is not Earl Ingram talking for all of those of you on the right. This is Nikki Haley. She urged former President Donald Trump and fellow Republicans to abandon their attacks against Kamala Harris and instead focus on her policy position, saying Americans are too smart to buy into things that don't matter. Let me repeat that. Again, this is not Earl Ingram talking. This is Nikki Haley talking. An exasperated Nikki Haley urged former President Donald Trump and fellow Republicans to abandon their attacks against Kamala Harris and instead focus on her policy positions, saying the Americans are too smart to buy into things that don't matter. But, and by the way, the vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris is going to be back in Milwaukee again on this Tuesday. And I'm telling you guys right now, you know, I know that I'm going to get an opportunity to interview Kamala Harris at some time in the near future. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get that opportunity. I've said this before, and I said this about, you know, the importance of Milwaukee to the election for Democrats. The city of Milwaukee is as key as any city in the entire United States with the election now of Democrats and Kamala Harris to the presidency of the United States. I'm really blown away by the fact that the city of Milwaukee, that is marginalized many times by the state in which it's in, is as critically important as it is to the election of Kamala Harris. I don't know how many times I have to defend my city, but this does show just how critically important the city of Milwaukee is. And, you know, she's not going many places across this nation to hold a major rally. And that's what this is going to be in the Pfizer Forum, right where the Republicans had their major convention. That's where she's going to be. She's going to be there with Governor Walz in the city of Milwaukee during the Democratic convention, having a major rally. You know, Donald Trump's been whining and crying about the fact that she's been using artificial intelligence, Calvin, to enhance the size of her crowds.
Well, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's been disproven.
I know, but what else does he have, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's put, last election, he put a strong emphasis that he should have won because his crowds were bigger. So now his logic could be turned against him. He's not happy.
You know, Nikki Haley again, I want this campaign to win, but the campaign is not going to win talking about crowd sizes, she told Fox News. Bret Baier on Tuesday night is not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb. These are the things that, you know, the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is talking about. And the fact that he can have those kinds of conversations and they gain and have some gravitas does say something about the people who think that those things seem to matter. And so that's a handful of people. You know, that's a handful of people. And that's not the majority of the people. And let them keep on going down that road. But I'll tell you something. As we move forward in this conversation this morning, even Fox News' Rupert Murdoch, of all people, is souring on Donald Trump, and he believes that Donald Trump is a drag on the Republican Party. Things are getting better. The sun is shining brighter. And so it's Wednesday. That means Wednesday's with you and Earl Ingram and Calvin on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got a lot to talk about on the other side.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, it's gonna be, that's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life.
Whole lot of trouble.
Oh, so listen, get up off your knees, cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, only the strong survive. And right now, you know, Donald Trump is, and the Republican Party is facing a difficult, difficult time. And it's not just from what is happening with Kamala Harris and Governor Walz. It's what's happening with Donald Trump. And this is, before I go to the phone lines, this is in the alternate this morning, and this is from Rupert Murdoch. Of all people, you know, Rupert Murdoch is, you know, the brain thrust of Fox News and the owner of Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. And he's now saying that Donald Trump is bad for the brand. Rupert Murdoch appears to be souring on Trump. This is this morning's, you know, alternate. Even though far-right media mogul Rupert Murdoch played a significant role in former President Donald Trump's rise to power, he may now be maneuvering to ensure his defeat, in 2024. That's according to a recent analysis in New Republic by Paige Umek, who wrote Tuesday that Murdoch's publications all appear to be taking an unusually adversarial tone regarding the 45th president of the United States. Citing the Daily Beast, Umek wrote that both the Wall Street Journal and New York Post, both of which are part of Murdoch's empire, have run various unflattering articles, op-eds, and editorials. In one column, Wall Street Journal editor-at-large Gerald Barker opined that Trump was looking like a loser again. The Trump of the past few weeks has looked and sounded more or less exactly like the Trump of 9 years ago. This is the problem, Barker wrote. It is this Mr. Trump who lost the presidency in 2020. It is this Mr. Trump who lost the House in 2018 and the Senate in Georgia runoff election in 2021. Yesterday, Sandy and I were talking about, you know, the fact that this is the third time Donald Trump ran for office. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, he there are clearly people after he won the first time around who vowed to never vote for him again. So, you know, there clearly was a lot of people excited, especially many of those on the right who believed after what they were seeing with the issues with Joe Biden. Well, Donald Trump doesn't appear to be so bad if we look at Joe Biden. That's no longer the case. I think Donald Trump's house is crumbling. We'll see how he handles it. Well, many of us know how he's going to handle it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. First, I am a proud democracy warrior. I do not believe in 2020, Project 2025, if it was on the Democratic side or the Republican side. I don't believe in authoritarian dictators. You set the table with a lot of stuff today, so if I'm going off of topic of any kind, please forgive me. The thing I would say is, as Democrats continue to gain some steam here, the one thing I would really, really warn them is exactly what Governor Tim Walz said, which is, I learned the art of compromise without compromising my values. Because soon what we're going to start hearing, as the GOP really realizes that they're going to be losing, is they're going to say, we just all need to compromise. We all just need to get along. We just all need to do all this. No, we need to stick to our values, and we need to stick to the FDR agenda, of a progressive agenda such as Medicare for all. We need to stick to our agenda in terms of making it so people can have childcare for all, so therefore people can actually buy houses. I'm hoping that before Joe Biden leaves the White House, I'm hoping that he actually forgives all the student debt, so therefore all these people can start buying houses and we can actually start having an economy that works for everybody. I'm very, very excited about the change that's happened. They thought years ago that if they could buffoon the people of Wisconsin with Scott Walker, which they did for a while there, that they could basically take over the country because of our horrible electoral college system that we do have in place. But I just want to say congratulations to the people of Wisconsin. Like I said yesterday, you can take the boy out of Wisconsin, but not Wisconsin out of the boy. And I'm proud to be a Wisconsinite of a family that all still live there.
Well, so let me say this to you, Tom, and thank you very much for the call. You know, later on in the show, you know, I'm going to discuss something that is probably, you know, going to be an issue with Democrats. And it's about the fact that some Democrats are saying that Kamala Harris needs to move more to the center. And I'm going to challenge that moving more to the center, moving more to the right. You know, Tom just talked about Democrats and principles. But it is, I think, something that is going to haunt the Democratic Party. And for those who are looking to push Kamala Harris and Governor Walz to the right. I just for the life of me, you know, we've had enough of the right and the right policies and politics for far too long. But this belief that they've got to move further to the right, where is that coming from? But we're going to talk about that later on in the show. Let me continue with this. OMEC documented how both Trump and Murdoch have shown increasing levels of apathy for one another since Fox News called Arizona for the president, for President Joe Biden in 2020. A decision Murdoch personally signed off on after the 93-year-old billionaire said Trump went too far in his lies about the 2020 election, which cost Murdoch and Fox News $787 million in 2023. Settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. The ex-president fired back on his True Social platform, calling him a MAGA-hating globalist. So, you know, Donald Trump and the Republican Party are headed towards a collision course, and that's good, you know, because they created that Frankenstein monster and then lost control of him. And now it's a matter of whether or not the Republican Party can survive after Donald Trump and MAGA is gone. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
Rebecca Cook emerges from a heated Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District for the right to take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. Also, Wisconsin voters reject two constitutional amendment questions to move federal funds distribution from the governor to state lawmakers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Kyle Kilborn was named as the winner of the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District on Tuesday. Kilborn will now go on to face incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany. He ran his campaign with a focus on strengthening working families in the community, fighting for improved quality of life for rural residents in the district, and advocating for bipartisan policies that work for all residents wherever they fall on the political spectrum. Kilborn has served as a board member in various community organizations. Voters in the town of Summit ran into an issue with their ballots during Tuesday's primary election. The Douglas County Clerk's Office apparently discovered an error on all of the in-person and absentee ballots in the town that showed the race for Assembly District 73 rather than Assembly District 74. Officials say all the other races that were on the ballot were printed correctly. The town of Summit has about 700 registered voters. Election officials say they plan to examine the error to prevent something like that from happening again. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey. And he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, if you just follow this man who's running for president of the United States once again, you know that he has no way of uniting this nation. That's not who he's ever been, and he certainly can't be something that he doesn't believe in. On yesterday, an official social media account listed under Donald Trump's 2024 campaign posted a racist meme implying that if Vice President Kamala Harris wins the presidency in November, nice suburban neighborhoods will be overrun with hordes of black people and immigrants. Now, you can see the photo of what they have posted. It's a split screen, and on the left side of the screen, it's a nice, serene neighborhood with a flag out on the porch. And to the right of that split screen photo, it says, "Your neighborhood under Trump," under the left side with the flag and pristine neighborhood. And on the right side of the photo, "Your neighborhood under Kamala Harris," and it shows a bunch of blacks in, looking as if, this is a total attack, a total riot, a total assault on the neighborhoods of people who live in the suburbs. This is the person that people think is a good person. This is the kind of person that people are looking to support, knowing what's in his heart. I mean, how can, I've been around a while. I've never seen this kind of blatant racism and bigotry portrayed for the entire nation to see for somebody who's running for president of the United States. You can find this anywhere. Become the Third World is the title of the picture. This is Donald Trump and the Republican Party, and this is what we can expect to see between now and the election. And if you think that's all right, if you think that's okay, so be it. But I don't think the majority of the American people can be fooled by that. We already knew who Donald Trump was in the beginning. Do you remember, it wasn't so long ago, where Donald Trump, after his debate with Joe Biden, said, "I'm going to be the uniter." You remember that, Calvin? "We're going to bring the people together. That's what I'm going to do." And he showed this calmness, and people said, "The new Donald Trump."
Yeah, that didn't even last the whole speech. No, that lasted, man, like 20 minutes.
No, man. It did not. I just don't get this. I don't understand it. I understand Donald Trump. He's been that's who he's been all the time. That's why the other day when I had, a black guy who's supporting Donald Trump in the studio, and he was telling me about, the great things that Donald Trump, was doing for people of color. Well, your neighborhood under Donald Trump, nice, serene flag. Your neighborhood under Kamala Harris, total dishevel. just a bunch of people rioting. And yet, people don't challenge that. Side-by-side images caption, your neighborhood under Trump and your neighborhood under Kamala Harris, respectfully, show a tranquil residential street and a 2023 Getty photo of recent migrants to the U.S. sitting outside New York's Roosevelt Hotel in hopes of securing temporary housing. The Roosevelt now serves as an intake center for homeless migrants and has been described as the new Ellis Island. Most of the migrants in the photo are people of color. Now, he's not hiding anything, and yet, even as Harris and the Democrats shift to the right on the border security and immigration issues, the Trump campaign has doubled down on racial animus and anti-immigrant sentiment. In a conversation with ex-owner Elon Musk on the platform Monday night, Trump repeatedly vilified immigrants, you know, bringing up cases of alleged murders by undocumented migrants. These are rough people, Trump told Musk. These are criminals that make our criminals look like nice people, and it's horrible what they're doing. No, President Trump, former President Trump, you know, what's horrible is you playing the race card. And supporting bigotry in this nation. There are people who'll agree with you on that. But the majority of the American people clearly won't agree with you on that. Nikki Haley was just saying earlier, I was reading an article from Nikki Haley who said you're not going to be able to move, you know, the bar, Donald Trump, with those types of things. But when you don't have a plan and all you have is that, is nationalism, then that's all you can do. And when you're not bright enough to look at a nation that is a melting pot from its inception, those of us who know what America is know that America is not white. America and Americans are peoples from all over the world. That's what separates and differentiates us from all the other nations on earth. And that was always the thing about our nation that people looked at and wanted their nations to be similar. And no, Donald Trump, you won't be able to change that reality. You'll long since be gone, and the truth of what the nation is supposed to be will continue long after you and your racist beliefs are gone. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And yes, you had that young black man. I believe his name was Orlando Owens from the Joseph Project. And your desperation, and you claim that Donald Trump is bringing racism alive.
Hey, CJ, I'll give you a chance. Bring him down. I'll give you a chance. But I just told you, you totally omitted the conversation that, you know, that I just had. The Trump campaign just tweeted something really racist in every major newspaper across the nation. This is in it right now. Okay? And so it's the Trump campaign, absolutely. And those who support him. Because he can put this garbage out, and people like you totally omit it. You won't even acknowledge it. So when you want to talk about somebody who's trying to change the subject, that's all you ever do. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, I changed the subject. You know, when are you going to discuss what your candidate is changing her opinion?
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, I'm not, you know, It is just, it's that kind of mentality that allows Donald Trump to continue to divide this nation as he is with this garbage. And yeah, there are people like CJ who, you know, amen. He's in the amen corner. Hey, put more of this out. There needs to be more of that. There needs to be more gay bashing. There needs to be more bashing of people of color. That's all he has. That's all they have. There is nothing else. And then guys like CJ, well, you know, people say, well, you need to let CJ come on more, and you need to let him. For what? He has nothing to add. He can't even address these real issues that are impacting and affecting this nation. There's got to be enough people out here who are willing to challenge injustice wherever it stands. This is injustice. You know, import the third world, become the third world. That's what Donald Trump is saying. And he has no shame. And he needs to be called out on it. And for those of you, you know, who think this, we continue to attack Donald Trump. He just did this yesterday. You know, what is he going to do today? How desperate, how much more desperate is he going to become in the next 80 some odd days? And when do people call and say, hey, oh, wait a minute, man. Do you know what you're sounding like? Do you understand that? Do you understand that there was a time in this nation when that was accepted? But we've gone beyond that, Donald Trump and CJ. Some of us have grown beyond that. And we certainly don't need a president of the United States who hasn't grown beyond that. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I was just talking about that this morning. There's a group of people who have not gone or have not grown beyond the rhetoric of the 1950s. And I'm so just upset with people like CJ. I don't even really like to listen to him. I know we have to listen and be respectful of everybody's view. That's what I was always taught as a child. And now that I'm 74 years old, I get to the point that I get really mad that, don't you see what's going on here? What's going on here is that the Republican Party wants to take us back to those days when we were completely controlled, when everything was controlled by, and I hate to say this, the white man, the rich white man. And we were told to do to what we wore, what we thought, what was on TV, so on and so forth. That's exactly what went on. But we've grown beyond that. We have educated ourselves. We have learned that people of different colors and different faiths can be shared. Their faith, their beliefs, and everything can be shared. We can have what we have now, and we have to keep on moving forward. And those people who want to live in that 1950s style, go ahead.
Yeah, they'll be left behind, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, racism is a go-to approach for Trump, as evidenced by his quest over a decade ago to prove that then-President Barack Obama was not born in the U.S. Some of his advisors have told the media in recent weeks of their plans to return to the Willie Horton playbook, referring to an infamous ad from 1988 that supports supporters of Republican George Herbert Walker Bush produced for his presidential campaign against Democratic Michael Dukakis. Trump's current pollsters and advisor Tony Fabrizio had a hand in that advertisement. According to the New York Times, GOP donors and Trump's own advisors have been pleading with him to attack Harris's policies and stay on message instead of questioning whether she is actually black. So listen, you can say, Earl, why are you bringing this up? It's not Earl bringing this up. This is where we're headed. And it's going to get nasty and ugly. It's going to divide the nation even more. He's got to be called out for that. At least Rupert Murdoch and Nikki Haley and others who supported him are saying this is not the way. This is clearly not the way to revert to racism and bigotry. Hey, it's 2024. All right, already. You know, if that's all you have, then they need to be exposed for that. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, I live in the Northeast. We knew the racism level and the level of racism within Donald Trump years ago. The Central Park Five, the Obama birtherism. This is all part of the playbook he's been running since day one of coming down that escalator. Good people on both sides, you know. And then we excuse people, you know, who come back and say, Donald, stop saying that. Well, those same people are backing him up. And I said it to your guest, Mr. Owens, the other day when he tried to tell us that black men were leaning towards Donald Trump. Well, I don't see him at the rallies. All I see in the interviews at the rallies and the people at the rallies are angry white people that haven't gotten over the fact that Obama was president for 8 years and gained a real certain level of respect and got some stuff done that was really good for the people of this country, the middle class of this country. So, you know, people like AJ will come on with their talking points because they can't hold any one subject. And this is why the border bill didn't get signed. So he could use this as a massive rocket that he could fire every day and then try to convince everybody, the red meat eaters on his side of the ticket, that look what's happening to our country. When I go out and I go shopping, I go in a store and I see different people of different colors and ethnic backgrounds. I see people that are trying to live and survive in this country. That's all I see. Trump people, when they're out there and they see these people as poisoning the blood of our country and buying into all this crap. And that's all it is. It's just all crap.
You know, Brendan, they don't know. And they talk about the flag and they talk about the Constitution. And the people like CJ and others like him, you know, don't even understand what the purpose of the founding of this nation, you know, and it's an experiment, because the entire human family of this earth is in this nation, right? I mean, you can go around the rest of the world and you don't see the mixing of people from all over the world in this nation like you do here. There's no other place on earth like this nation. So people who want to try and get away from that, especially a guy like Donald Trump, you know, as you stated, everybody knows, those of us who've been around a while know who he is. And so now, what is he? He's a wounded animal. It's exactly what you said. This goes back to, again, Barack Obama and people who basically said, we're never going to have a person like Barack Obama ever again. And that's why Donald Trump was selected to become the president of the United States, as crude a man that there has ever been in the White House. And the fact that he got his 4 years, Brendan, and should have just moved on, he sat back and sulked for the last 4 years and said, when I get my chance again, this is what I'm going to do. Thankfully, because of the kind of man that he is, the chances, I think, of him succeeding are getting slimmer every day. Don't fool yourself. It's not going to be easy. Absolutely not. But there are young people who are revved up, who weren't revved up before, that the Republicans can't get. Those are numbers they didn't that they didn't count on going towards the Democratic Party. Younger people who don't buy into all of that bigotry and hatred. And thank God for that. It's their world. And that's why people like Trump and others who want to go back to a time that the nation was not much to speak of as it related to people interacting with one another is over. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning, a great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.